Shalom lachem, toda shetem
istar. Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about situations from life, and we'd like to ask you, how do you look at these situations from your integral perspective on life? Be with us, Tal, please. Now, we're talking about a typical family in society. There are several children and parents, and some of them have certain opinions, and others have different opinions. Now, over time, the family finds itself in ongoing conflicts about politics, about medical issues, vaccines, whatnot. And over time, they got to argue pretty much, and this caused explosions, and things really heated up, and the mom couldn't take it anymore and asked everyone to stop. And even though that they tried to avoid these challenging issues, the coronavirus, there's an ever-growing polarization between the brothers and the family, and it's hard for people to hold themselves back. Should we, shouldn't we wear a mask? Should we do one thing or another? Everyone has their own established opinion coming from the environment that they're engaged in. And when they come back to the family, you see very big gaps. And this is what we'd like to talk about today, this family that represents all of us, and to understand how can this family reach some kind of connection, to stay connected, even though that they have differences in opinion, how to talk about things without ruining their relationships. So how is it that this polarization is going and growing, especially now in the times of corona? It depends on how we use it. If, to begin with, I feel love toward the members of my family, then no matter how opposed the things that they say, I see it as an opportunity to love them even more. Even though that I disagree with their opinions, but I skip over the opinions as if climb above them and want to hug them even more and love them even more. And I understand that everyone can have their own opinion, and it's possible that now it seems to me that I'm right and they're not in regard to vaccines or whatever. Things that are important, of course. But there are people that think what they think, that they got an opinion from someone, from something. But love forces me to keep the connection of love between us above everything that is revealed, above all contradictions. And I'm even happy to discover these contradicting things and how much I prefer love to being opposed to each other. I enjoy it. I feel that by that, I increase the love even more. That, were it not for these opposite, opposing feelings, opinions, I couldn't increase love. But this way, I all the time elevated, expanded upon all of these collisions, above them. So this is the principle that's going to lead our show, that love is more important than everything else, the opinions and everything. No, not only that, that it uses all the opposing opinions, opposite opinions, even the hate that's revealed, disagreements and so on. And upon that, we increase love even more, meaning it's an opportunity to love even more. Because otherwise, without these contradicting things between us, I couldn't increase the love. I love someone in the family, because by his opinion, he creates a certain rejection toward me, so I have an opportunity to rise in my love above that opinion. How else could I increase the love? Tell me. Only by some kind of hate or rejection or contradiction being revealed between us. And therefore we start seeing all of these things that are the opposite of love, opposed to love, is an opportunity to increase love, and this is why they come. I'm sure that if families would be that way, we'd be in a completely different place. What happens usually is that when someone says an opinion that contradicts mine, emotionally it's like someone just smacked me, punched me in the stomach, said something really painful to me, especially when someone tells me what I have to think or what I have to do. How does a person that feels that in a family deal with it? I see it as an opportunity given by the Creator to rise above my ego and to feel love towards someone above my ego. And it's really very pleasant to me that I can do that. I think that by that, I'll tell you, in that I discover special flavors of love. It's like you add a bit salt, pepper, different flavors to the main stew, without which you can't eat it. I'll be happy to hear, how do you do this inner process? But first of all, should there be some kind of dialogue? Because it sounds like someone said something and I usually rise above it. But people, they expect some kind of response, some kind of dialogue. I disagree. I have a different opinion. But I love that person even more. So you don't go into these conversations? No, possibly we will go into some kind of conversation, but it'll be different. I don't have to suppress the other person. To the contrary, I want to find out. It's really interesting to me. I want to find out that I appreciate, but it ends with even greater love than we started out with. Let's get to know the family a bit better. We'll present the children and the family, the parents. They're already in their 60s, early 70s. And we'd like to express the different opinions, so we'll have a better picture of what's going on. If you can introduce the different children. So we have one brother who is more rightist. He's even inclined towards religion a bit. During the corona pandemic, he feels that he has to abide by all the rules and the lockdown and everything. Another sister, she's more leftist, and she feels that she's protecting the country and democracy by going on protests, and that the lockdown is unjustified, and they have very contradicting views. Another sister, she has children, she has a business, she's less into these things, but she also agrees with not keeping the guidelines of wearing a mask, the lockdown, and so on. And when the family has to make a decision, do we, don't we meet, this is what makes what creates the disputes. Now, in previous years, when the disputes were about politics, then they decided, because of all the fuss, they decided that when they meet for dinner at their parents' home, they're not talking about politics. No point in doing it. No one moves from their opinion. It only ruins the evening. What changed now is that during the corona pandemic is that the views of the other person endanger me. This would happen a week ago. They had to take their mom to the hospital for a checkup. Now, who came to take her? was the sister that thinks that this entire lockdown is a fiction, there's no corona. She pretty much disregards all of these, all the regulations. When she came to take the mother to the hospital, she came without a mask. She took the mom. Afterwards, when I heard about it, I really got mad. Because tomorrow, when it will be my turn to come and visit mom that yesterday met her, that came to her without a mask, I'm going to bring back maybe to my home trouble. So the period of the corona took us from philosophical disputes to real life matters. And this is where we don't get along, because it brings hate and separation. And what's most painful is that the parents look at us, the brothers, with different opinions, and it hurts them, because all in all, we're their children, and they see how the family is practically falling apart. How, from this painful reality that each of us meets in one way or another, can we start advancing this family somehow? What's the first step? The first step is that I'm really glad you can write it down there. Leitman is very happy that finally people understand that they are bringing viruses to each other, that they're interdependent, that they can cause good or harm to each other. Something that previously wasn't clear to us, but now it is. It's like it still depends on masks, on something, but now we'll discover that it's not about the masks. It depends on my thoughts, that the virus passes through the desire, through the thoughts, not through the air or through, I don't know, the moisture in the air or whatever. A virus passes from one to another. People are interconnected and interdependent, and we will further discover that this virus can pass great distances and really is kept in the air and in entire areas and so on. We'll start acknowledging that our thoughts, our desires, our forms of behavior, namely, are affecting each other. What should we do? So that's the question. If our attitude determines everything, and we see that our family is deteriorating to a state that's where we're practically on the verge of hate, we're worried, and we want to start looking at things from a different angle, a bit more integrally from your broad perspective. How, from this state that's on the verge of explosion, do we start developing an integral worldview in that family? You know, today it's the corona, tomorrow it's something else, doesn't matter. But when people are so worked up and everyone feels that the other person's opinion is like getting a punch in the stomach, how do we advance towards something better? They have to think about it. You have a mother that you have to cure. You have a sister that thinks that we should behave one way. There's you that thinks that we should behave differently. What do you do? That's the question. Is there a solution? I don't have one. And from day to day, the situation is only getting worse. Because in the family WhatsApp, we're all the time sending each other proof why my opinion is correct and true. My expert said this, your expert said that, and the parents see everything, and it hurts them. And in the meantime, there's no solution. So from the integral worldview, is it possible to change something? That's something else. This is something else already. So it means that we already have to talk about the integral world, meaning that we're all interdependent, interconnected, that we're all really dependent and connected and If you do something, or if I do something, I have to take into account that I influence you, whether I like it or not, and that you also have to know that you depend on me, whether you like it or not. Meaning, we're already in a state where we affect each other without asking the other person, how do I influence them? Am I allowed to? In what way? And so on. We're already connected in one integral system. What am I going to do then? So the entire world influences me. And maybe if we'll discover the truth, we'll discover that it's not a matter of wearing a mask or not, but it depends on people. And do they want to have good or bad thoughts, by which they send everyone good or bad viruses? Where are we? God help us. So what do we do? How can we keep ourselves, protect ourselves? Can we write some kind of agreement, make some kind of covenant to go into the Arvut, that for sure we're influencing each other for the better? Otherwise, what will happen? The virus is there, and we activate it immediately by our thoughts. I don't know what to do. Now, we'd really like to take the family through a process that will bring them to a place where they can really rise above the different accusations and so on, and really reach a state where the connection between them is kept. I think that everyone understands its importance. Everyone wants for the family to feel well, to be connected. So they're ready to listen to the principles that we want to teach them. So what process do we actually have to take them through in order for them to be able to reach a state where they can hold on to these connections? First of all, we have to explain that we are in a new era where the connection between us is very deeply immersed between us. We're in one system. Suddenly, the system is locking us in together, closing in on us. And what do? How can we behave toward each other in order to really promise a normal existence for each other? I have to believe that you behave nicely, that Owen behaves nicely, and you have to think the same about me. Who's gonna guard that? Who's gonna make sure that it's gonna happen? Who can examine what viruses do you activate? What viruses does she, or to the measure to which you do not allow these viruses to break out? How can we? It's simply at the expense of the integrity of each and every one. I'd really not like to live in this kind of world. But we do, and we want to advance towards something better, and this is why we came to learn from you. When you said that the connection between us is deepened, that we're interdependent and interconnected, the problem is that what I consider as what's true and what she considers as true is very different. I trust that she has a good heart. She's my sister. She wishes me well. Only the problem that her well is the complete opposite of the well that I wish for her. And this is where the explosion comes from. Not that I hate her. She's my sister. But our opinions break our connection, and we can't lift above that. You said that when you look integrally at each conflict, contradicting opinion, you see it as an opportunity to rise above it and increase the love. Give us some kind of process that will help us to advance toward these kind of feelings. To give you a general solution, very simple. Everyone leaves their own opinion and treats the other the way the other wants. What do you mean treats the other? I agree with you. I say you're right. Even if I disagree, I don't look at that. Agree, disagree. I don't look at that. I'm simply taking the opinion of the other person and I act accordingly. Act how? Explain the process. You take the other person's opinion. What do I do with it? I hear what that person says. He says, I have to wear a mask. I wear a mask, but I think that we shouldn't. It doesn't matter what I think. I accept the opinion of the other person. What do you recommend? There are no recommendations. Were there recommendations here? I wouldn't ask. So I'm saying there's no other choice. There has to be one of the two. You want to do everything out of love and connection, to increase the connection between people, the good connection. So that's built only on concessions. And that I concede to the other person. By that I feel, comfortable, good, sweet. What's sweet about conceding? It sounds like I was defeated. No, we're not in competition. Our competition is what can each of us concede to the other. Why is this the competition? Because for us to connect in love is the biggest reward. But what to concede my own opinion means to endanger myself, my children. If suppose he thinks that the right thing is to go out and protest, I don't think that it's the right thing to do, so I'll do what he thinks. No, in such cases, we take the most the opinion that protects everyone. Even if I know that it's rubbish and there's no real need for it, but still, I do it. This was one of the dilemmas. There was a dispute. Are we going to get all of us together for dinner at our parents' home? There are those that say, sure, we have to get together, otherwise the family disappears. There are those that say, no, we're afraid of the corona, we prefer not to come to such a meeting. But we're a female, but we're a family. What do you mean not to come to such a meeting? That's what we argued all week about. Come, not to come. And from all the bad energy, no one wants to come anymore. And the parents, they really hurt. So what? Those that thought that we should meet, we should have taken the opinion of the other, saying, okay, we shouldn't meet, and the other, what? If you keep all the regulations of the Ministry of Health, or whoever, and you meet, is it good or bad? If they'll be able to keep the rules, I think everyone's going to feel comfortable, because probably there are those that feel uncomfortable because others don't keep the rules. But if they make an effort to keep the rules, I think it's going to be okay. So it doesn't matter that they disregard the rules. I sit with my mask and with the spoon, and this is how I go. But I know that by that, I'm doing good to the other person, that I'm abiding by his rules, and so I feel good. In this entire process of doing it, that I'm doing it for them, for the parents, that we're sitting together and that these are the conditions in which we can be together and I can see it and so on. The food tastes far better. And even if you're the only one conceding, I don't care about everyone else. I do it. Why don't you care? Because this is what I can do. And I'm not demanding the others. I give them an example. Why don't you demand? Because love covers all crimes. That means that you can't demand love.
עכשיו, אם זה עלול בכל זאת לסכן אותך או את הילדים שלך, אתה עדיין תלך...
Now, if it can endanger you, your children, will you still go to such a meeting? No. We're following the strictest... the strictest regulations, wearing a mask, everything. Because, you know, the rules aren't always kept. No, no, we try. I'm talking about such a meeting that we get together at our parents' house for dinner. We want to show that we're willing to give everything in order to sit together in a warm family. I want to ask about the approach itself. Our time's almost up. As a member of a family in which there are such arguments, and I do want to come closer to these feelings that you're talking about, how should I prepare myself? What intention should I turn to my brothers and sisters with to be on a good wave? You have to think that you have such an opportunity to increase the love and connection between you. There are no other opportunities. Therefore, it says love covers all crimes. You want to increase love, you have to use the crimes. If you love someone, there's some kind of dispute, argument between you. You use it correctly in order to enhance love. Otherwise, love gradually disappears, dissolves, and you get separated and divorced and so on. We go into some kind of talk. It approaches these sensitive issues. What for? If we're touching these sensitive issues, it's only that we want to show everyone how we can pay with everything for love, for closeness, that I love everyone, even though they have opposing opinions. Suppose I can hold myself back, I have a positive attitude throughout the talk, but I feel that it's something that I have to hold strongly inside. No. You hold it inside in order to increase love. That the more contradiction there is between you, the more you love them. How, in this effort of loving above my own opinion, can I do it without conceding that which is important to me? Dear, you're the psychologist. You tell me, how do you do it? I simply say that unless I concede, then I simply love myself. If I do, then I do it in order to love the other person, to come closer to them. And so what follows is that there's one of the two. Either I love my ego, or I love that person. And what will I get out of trying to love the other person? That's a good question. Yeah, for the finale, what will I get out of this? Nothing. Only love. Doesn't that count? That I love the other person? That I want to give to the other person? That I want to serve them? Is that nothing? Don't I feel it like warmth, as closeness? What will I have as a result? Oh, it's a good question. Sometimes when we love, we want to convince. And we think that I don't want to use my ego to begin with, because my ego, their ego, your ego, we can't build anything by that. We'll only destroy things. We'll never be able to come closer together. How is a family or is all of mankind do we come closer together? It's only if each of us concedes themselves. Caring for the other person, increasing love by that. So, in your opinion, man's opinion isn't the most important thing. Nah. We have it, we get it, only in order for us to concede it. So what's important than my opinion or her opinion? What's important, more important than a person's opinion? To be connected between us in a hug, in an embrace. And believe me that if this is what we'll do, there's no virus, there's no corona, there are no illnesses, there's nothing. We're all connected at heart and the world changes. This is the comprehensive integral principle. Yeah. Dr. Leitner, thank you very much. Unfortunately, our time's up. Tal, thank you. Until next time. We wish you all the best.